I still am working, and I brought my staff back because we got some of the first round of PPP funds. But the question is, what are they going to work on? You know, I don't have any money for materials to do shows, and even if I do have money for materials to do shows, can I schedule that? When are they going to go on, and what's going to happen? And I'm trying to work on future planning for what we have, but it's so, I mean, some people are saying, well, it's going to happen in the fall. Some people are saying it's not going to happen until 2021. I'm looking at the national models going, okay, Broadway doesn't know when they're going to reopen. Hollywood doesn't know when they're going to reopen. I think the biggest challenge for us is how do we get actors together? How do we get people doing half to two-thirds of our programming, our classes and education? I'm looking at Murray State. I'm looking at these other places going, how are you guys going to get students back together in a classroom? Because that's just as important for us as the performance. I think it kind of dawned on me, we're in this in some ways. You look at phase one, phase two, and all that, they don't even talk about us. And one of the New York people said, we're all in phase three, which is God knows when that's going to happen. In some ways, we're doing a lot of things that we can online now. We're rehearsing, the show must go online. It's 21 actors, fourth through eighth graders. It'll be out at the end of the month. The education director is rehearsing that right now through Zoom, learning all these new tools and technology for Zoom and trying to get the kids to, okay, you can't stand in front of a window to record your stuff. You need to stand, you need to have this kind of lighting and that. But we're in a new world. And I think the biggest thing for nonprofits, especially those in the arts and culture, is you can't even really, you can make plans, but you can't implement anything until we get further along in this.
I have, I guess, a two-part question, which the first is, let's just say tomorrow you were given the green light to say you can go full bear with whatever you want to do. How long would it take to go from that point to ready to put on a production? And then number two, how do you account for the fact that whether or not arts organizations are allowed to put on plays and concerts, et cetera, again, what's the appetite going to be for an audience to be in a mass setting like that again?
I think we're all in a new world. It takes us about 6 to 8 weeks to ramp up. And there was good advice from a disaster planning company that we've actually engaged with to create the protocols and plans for how we reopen. But their advice was whatever date they say, add 2 months to it, because that's how long it will take for arts and culture to get back up, to rehearse, to do what they need to do. I follow a lot of the studies, and there are a lot of surveys being done. What is your intent to attend an arts and culture event? You know, and they do everything from 1 week, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months. And what we see is that 6 months, usually it starts to return back to normal. But even with some of those, there's a hesitation for some of the events, which are large venue events. So, I mean, the first things that people will go back and do is they'll go to the zoos, they'll go to outdoor spaces. Museums tend to survey a little bit better right now, things that you can walk in and keep social distance. I think that it's going to be a slow process. I think restaurants for us are important. That kind of gives us a measure when local people start feeling comfortable going into a restaurant. But I think this experience has changed us, and we're trying to find how are we going to operate in the future with this new reality. And it may take a year, it may take 2 years to come back if it gets back that way, if they get a vaccine, if they do things like that where everybody feels comfortable. But in the meantime, we all have to figure out how to operate in a different environment. And for us, socially distancing on a lot of things. It's great for us because we're small and we're nimble. So in some ways, I can do some socially distant things. Our theater seats 200 people. Well, if I do socially distant seating, that brings it down to 50 people. So we're doing a performance for 50 people. Now I have to make sure we can still afford to do a performance for 50 people. Do the numbers still work on that? Can we stay in the black doing that? Even though we're a nonprofit, you still have to maintain a certain business balance on that. So there's a lot of questions that we're working through right now with possible alternatives. But at the end of the day, I do a lot of pacing in my office, trying to figure out, okay, if I have to go do this, then what does that mean? Trying to figure out all these things. Somebody once told me, one of the publishing houses said, we are still in many ways very early in this. There's still a lot more that's going to happen in this, you know, and trying to say, okay, well, we're going to change this right now to go do this, isn't necessarily the best case, because you still have to work slowly through the options. And then as things happen, you can adjust to that. I think we're all trying to make as many plans as we can. And at the same time, we're still early in this. We're still waiting to see how this unfolds to know what direction to firmly plant that flag in and head towards that direction.
What's the best way for listeners to help Market House if they're of mind to do so?
We are always thrilled to get donations to help support the theater. It is a time period where we are really shepherding our resources in many ways. So donations help to keep the lights on, you know, to keep the power going, to keep the insurance paid. We have staff that we've trimmed back down to a core level. And it does take planning to do a lot of these things. So when people make donations, they can go to our website, markethousetheater.org, and make a donation online. We have a lot of people who have contacted me saying, I want to buy tickets for next season. And I'm like, I'm not in a position to sell you those tickets at the moment because we're still working out the details. But they said, I want to support you. How can I do that? So in some ways, we're so grateful for people who want to continue to support the theater even when we can't give them a product right now. That's the best way to support us. And really to let people know that we may be a nonprofit, but we're still a business. Market House Theater has 15 employees. We generate a lot of economic impact in the community from the restaurants, from everything else. So some places have said, well, we just need to focus on the small businesses to support them. Well, all of the arts groups are small businesses. And when you take the number of employees and the economic impact that all these groups have, that's a significant part of a community. And for communities to support not just Market House, but for all of the arts and culture, whatever way they can, to keep us in mind as we go through this, because we're going to be one of the last ones out of this. That's the truth. That's the hard truth. We're going to be one of the last ones out, and it's going to be a struggle for all of us.